Bible reading number 150, 1 Kings 1, verses 28 through 40. David declared Solomon to be the next king. Then King David said, "Tell Bathsheba to come in." So she came in and stood in the presence of the king. Then the king said, "Yahweh has saved me from all troubles. As surely as the always present one lives, I make this oath to you. Today I will do what I promised to you in the past. I made that oath in the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. I promised that your son Solomon would be king after me. I promised that he would rule on my throne in my place." Then Bathsheba bowed face down on the ground before the king. She said, "May my master, King David, live forever." Then King David said, "Summon Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada here to me." So they came into the presence of the king. Then the king said to them, "Take my officers with you, and put my son Solomon on my own mule. Take Solomon down to the Gihon spring. Let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet pour olive oil on Solomon there, and make him king over Israel. Then blow the trumpet and shout, 'May King Solomon live long!' Then come back up here following him. He will sit on my throne and rule in my place. I have chosen him to be the ruler over Israel and Judah." Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king, "This is good. So says Yahweh your God. Yahweh has always helped you, O my lord king. May Yahweh help Solomon too. And let King Solomon be an even greater king than you, my lord king." So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada went down. The Cherethites and Pelethites went down with them. And they put Solomon on King David's mule and led him to Gihon's spring. And Zadok the priest took along with him the container of olive oil from the tent. He poured the olive oil on Solomon's head. Then they blew the trumpet. And all the people shouted, "May King Solomon live long!" Then all the people followed Solomon into the city. They were playing flutes and shouting with great joy. They made so much noise that the ground shook.